T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about animal encounters, because a bear, whoa. This sounds like the beginning of a joke, but a bear walked into 7-Eleven.
Well, I can't wait to hear how this is.
A worker at 7-Eleven in California said a bear was rummaging through the store's garbage cans. She went inside to call 911.
He needed his bear necessities.
Oh, my God, Aaron. Oh, will you please leave that to T-Hack? No. Do not.
Yeah, grow up.
We don't need two punny people on the show.
The bare necessities. Oh, that's God. Cool.
She went inside to call 911. I'm just going to try to power through.
Okay.
Then the bear opened the door and followed her inside.
Ooh, whoa.
I believe she sprayed the bear with hand sanitizer.
They're still doing hand sanitizer at 7-Eleven.
Which is essentially just alcohol, right?
Yeah, basically.
Sir, can you put on a mask, please?
I saw a picture. It was not a little bear.
Oh, it was like a teen?
Yeah, it was a pretty good size. They were able to use rubber bullets to scare the bear away.
That's to get it out of the 7-Eleven.
I don't like the idea of the bear opening the door.
Do you understand the bears are not dumb?
They're so wicked.
Bears can get inside your car.
Yeah.
And when they get the bad thing about a bear, every time I say bear, I think I'm turning into Dwight Schrute. Bears, beaks, battles. Yeah, they can get in a car. They have a hard time getting out.
Yeah.
So if the door closes, like the outside door is easy for them to paw, but they can't figure out
And then if you have like the roll down window too, that takes a little bit.
Who is, you know, the electrics? You couldn't afford the electric.
Where's your fob, idiot? So then they will tear the crap out of your car once they're inside.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed they would do with a door, too, is just come and just smash it. I don't like it. They wipe their feet and they just gently open the door.
They know how to, yes. They're good at in and they're bad at out. Yeah. I'm not an animal, but like when I did the test drive in the Tesla, the door handle's weird to get in. You like push on it and it pops out and you get in. You're like, ooh, that's cool. Then once you're inside the car, I got done with the test drive.
You didn't know how to get out?
I had no idea how to get out.
I'm a bear.
I pooped in there. I ate some donuts. So we want to hear your encounters with animals. They can be positive.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, there's people, my parents have a very charming relationship with a squirrel.
Wow.
It's like a friend.
They feed it and it comes around.
And it's a friend of theirs. It like, if they haven't set peanuts out, it comes to like the screen door and just kind of
like, what the hell?
Scratches a few times.
It's their favorite child.
It 100% is at this point.
They don't have the same reaction when you
do that. No, I'm standing outside scratching on the door. They're like, you set some makers out here?
That squirrel's going to be the executor of the will.
But we want to hear like if you've had a fun or not so fun animal encounter, 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. The other one that I have, and I don't know if this would, do we want these? My friend Ben had an animal encounter, a smaller deer.
Oh no.
Ran out in front of his car the other day.
Oh.
And it got trapped in his headlights. You know, it's a true thing. Like that, the deer will just like go, what is that? And they just get fascinated. He didn't have time and he hit it. The problem is the deer sort of exploded underneath his car. So even now, like a month later,
still
there's, his car, when it gets warm, smells like burning deer intestine.
Actually, that smells good.
No. Yeah. Deer dress that out. Venison?
Yeah.
Good. Intestine?
Oh, sausage?
Not good. Because okay. He had to like put some windshield wiper fluid in the other day, popped his hood, and he almost threw up.
Oh, man. You bastard.
But he took his car home and made his one son like get under there and pull as much intestine from underneath.
Oh, man.
What about you guys? Who's got an animal encounter story?
We had one at our old house. We had some mice, and my wife was pregnant at the time, and I was at a gig, at a DJ gig, so it was really late at night, and she texted me, the mice are back, because we had gotten rid of one, but there were more, and she ended...
You thought you got rid of one and your mice problem was over?
Yeah. I'm not what they call outdoorsy.
There's never one mouse, my friend.
Yeah, so she found more. We have two chihuahuas. They did absolutely nothing. And so she's pregnant at the time, freaking out because she's like, what are they carrying? I can't get sick or whatever. She ended up catching the mice using Solo cups. She had red Solo cups.
Damn, and
she's
like, Rambo.
She's a ninja.
I know. That's came home badass. And she had the red bandana on and everything.
So they were under cups.
Yes. Yeah.
And then how are you going to get them out of the house?
We slid like a cardboard underneath the cup, and then I took them out when I got home.
Took them out and what? Set them free?
Yeah.
They're inside mice. They came right back in.
Yeah.
However they got in before.
Well,
they
my
got
wife
in
knows
again.
How to catch them.
And you get the manly part about letting them free out of the water.
The worst part is because I was just gone. I couldn't leave. I was working, and I just know my pregnant wife is at home trapping mice. How have I provided for her in any way?
Did you ever think about shaking the cup?
No.
Confusing them a bit before.
No, because then we
could have. Shook it hard.
Oh.
Well, you're not supposed to shake.
No, who cares? You don't want that mouse coming back.
It's a baby.
You're going to put a trap down. You're going to do... Oh, you want the trap to kill it, not you?
You're going to drive it to the next neighborhood over.
Oh, my God, yes. I would not, no.
You don't drive
them back. We got traps and we found more. And so, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Aaron, what was yours?
I don't have any negative ones. I have swam with sharks, which was really fun. I love
sharks.
You got
to swim with sharks?
Yeah.
Was it a paid encounter or you just lucked into it?
No, just out in the wilderness. Yeah,
okay,
lemon
I don't
shark.
Think it was in the wilderness.
Well, no. It's off the Keys.
I see you in the forest. For
no.
It's
my Estes Park. I had some Laffy Taffy, and there was a couple sharks, so we swam. For a minute. Were you scared?
No, I love sharks.
But they were nice sharks.
Like nurse sharks or...
Lemon shark and a Caribbean reef shark.
Yeah, it's hard to be tough when you're labeled lemon.
I'm a lion shark.
Exactly.
All right, so if you've got an animal encounter. So the other one that I really wanted to do, like this kid was out for a walk with a backpack. He had his teddy bear in the back, fell out, bent over to pick up the teddy bear. Like, what was it, an owl or a hawk? Something like...
Because
it thought it was like...
You're right. Did the swoop
For the
in?
Longest time when we first got Moxie...
You're right.
The owls Smart. Came back to my house.
Yes.
You could hear them on my roof at night.
Dude.
Like, and the owls in my neighborhood...
Just waiting.
Oh, yeah.
They're so smart. They're so scary, but birds are so smart.
Yes. And they stopped eating the rabbits and went after your dog.
They definitely hung out long, like, to figure out if she needed to poop in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And they were right on the corner of the house, right where we would take her out.
Oh, they would have snatched her up. And...
Have you ever seen an owl when they, like, I'd never seen one up front or up close. Like, their head can absolutely swivel 360 degrees, which is freaky. Their eyes glow 100% at night.
At night, their eye vision is perfect.
And then when they take off.
Yes.
Like, the owl is not a big one. I don't know what kind of owls they are. But their wingspan, it was like 10 feet. It was just...
And silent. And those...
Completely silent.
And those talons on those...
When
bastards,
they move into my neighborhood, there's way less bunnies, for sure.
Oh, well, send them to my neighborhood.
Send them over there. All right, so if you've had an animal encounter, 303-222-5423.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
We are talking about animal encounters.
Yeah, good ones, bad ones.
Sharks in the forest.
That's what actually happened to Aaron, apparently. She swam with him in the forest.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Animal encounters, what's yours?
Yeah, so my sophomore year of college, me and my roommate lived in a dorm. We lived on the first floor. It was really hot that night, so we left the window open. We woke up at about 7 a.m. to a squirrel that had entered our window and was snacking on some of our snacks that we had in our room.
Oh, fun.
So they yes. Eventually animals, like if you've ever been like in a foreign country or like a city with a lot of tourists, the birds, the squirrels all know that the tourists are like not good with their food. And they'll just, yeah. they'll wander up to the table and grab stuff. And it's, I imagine at a college, they're like, these guys are drunk. I can still, they leave their windows open. I can steal their food. Like the squirrels are not stupid.
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. So we woke up to a dirty squirrel eating our snacks, and we both freaked out, and I'm not a fan of squirrels at all.
Yeah.
As cute as they are, they're just a rat with a better tail.
And wicked smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And wicked rabbit also.
There's that too.
He's got a better press agent than the other rodents, but that's a great story. Thank you, Elizabeth. Chris.
Yai.
Yai. Animal encounter. What was yours?
I went hiking in the Collegiate Peaks with my ex-girlfriend, and I was cutting some firewood, and something darted across the trail, and my girlfriend said, "What was that?" Oh, and I said, "I don't know, but it was big and brown, and it ran up the hill."
Ooh.
So I said, "Don't worry about it." I thought it was a deer.
Oh, God.
Couple of minutes later, the brush is rustling again, and I see a mountain lion bounding out of the brush onto the trail, headed right for the area where I was cutting the wood.
It was going back to attack you?
Out behind it.
Oh, my God.
No. A second one. It was running from the second one that popped out behind it.
Oh, get out.
Was that a mating thing?
No. I said, get in the tent, just because I thought out of sight, out of mind. And I knew running was bad, so I took nice, long strides across the trail toward the tent.
Oh, my God.
And just before I ducked in the clearing, just past where I was cutting the wood, the first one reared.
Ooh.
And the second one jumped up to meet it, and they started batting at each other. It was the most wild thing I've ever seen in my life.
Slacker might be right. Two males probably fighting over territory or something. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the reason you survived, that's why she's an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, she like pushed you down. She's like, I don't have to outrun the mountain lion. It's going to outrun you.
Yes.
Oh, that is a truth, though, by the way. If you really need to survive, hopefully you got somebody with you who's a little bit slower.
No wonder it won't take me out to the woods.
Let's go, Steve. You want to go camping this weekend? You're what's called bait.
I guess.
Tammy?
Hi.
Hi.
Animal encounter. What was yours?
In my old house, we had one mouse that would come in the garage, up the wall, through the hallway, to the kitchen, under the refrigerator, and I would hear him. So I put a piece of cheese out, and I would just watch him eat the cheese. I didn't want to kill him or anything. It was just amusing.
Tammy, there's never one mouse, though, and they're vile, like, nasty.
I know, but I've only seen one, and maybe different ones. And only one at a time.
Because you know the markings on your one special cheese eating.
And you knew the path, the exact path it took to get
there. I know,
it was fascinating to watch him just come out and nibble it. And he would just stare at me.
Because he's like, what's wrong with you? You should be trying to kill me. Well, this is how this works. I sneak in, you kill me. It's the circle of life. Kathy?
Hi, yay.
Animal encounters, what do you got?
Okay, my boyfriend at the time and I were coming home from a really fun party, and it was like 4 in the morning.
Oof.
And the car in front of me, I was about 2 car lengths behind this car, and the car in front of me hit a skunk.
Oh.
And and for a split second, we saw it flopping, and then I hit it, and it exploded under my car.
Oh, no, not under.
You got the brunt.
Under my car. Oh, my God. The whole car, the inside of the car.
Yeah, you just got to report that bad boy is stolen.
Yeah,
and
yes,
it's,
right.
You run that thing right off a cliff, because you're never getting that smell out.
Tomato juice.
No, that's a big lie brought on by the Campbell's Tomato Juice Company.
the Bloody Mary mix, people.
Oh, it's Bloody Mary mix. That's what works. Thank you. Leslie.
Hi.
Hi. Animal encounter. What was yours?
Okay, so I live in the suburbs of Littleton, and a few summers ago, we had a bear that was living in our backyard.
What?
So I kind of had high anxiety over that.
Okay.
And then we went camping in Grand Lake one weekend, and when we went to our campsite, they made us sign this waiver about bears and moose being at the campground.
Ooh.
And that we were going to be in a tent site that was very populated by the bears and moose. So I was really freaked out, and my daughter and I stayed in my husband's truck and made him set up the tent alone at 9 o'clock at night because I was so nice. Afraid of animals coming. Then we wake up. Well, I wake up. I probably wasn't sleeping actually at all. I probably stayed awake all night long with nervousness to a baby moose breathing in our open tent.
Oh, no.
You were so afraid of bears and moose that you left your tent open?
It seemed like it was well thought out. Anyway, you're really figuring your tent out.
Yeah, I was wearing my hamburger underwear and just left the tent open. What could go wrong?
How is Marley Moose is here? I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Leslie. Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
What was your animal encounter?
Okay, so a raccoon came into our house.
Oh, God.
The doggy door. My husband wakes me up, freaks out, gets some lunch meat to try to lure the raccoon out. I run out to the garage, grab a broom, went under the couch, started beating him with a broom.
Jesus.
And all the while, our three dogs ate the lunch meat.
Yeah, they're the protectors of the house. They're like, you just keep brooming that thing over there. Keep the lunch meat coming.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.